All right, final segment here, Talking Roses. You know, it's funny, Jay, before the hour started, I was kind of like, I don't think
how you're going to fill an hour with this.
I can't talk about roses for an hour, but who knew there was so much to know?
A lot to talk about. And, you know, just real quickly going back to the pruning thing, that and how to water are two of the most difficult things to try and tell somebody how to do without visually showing them how to do. If you're interested in roses and want to learn more about pruning, get involved. Go to a rose pruning demonstration. Most of the nurseries have them. I bet they'd be glad to have you come down to the Mesa Community Gardens and volunteer and help them do stuff, and they'd be glad to show you how to prune them. It's very hands-on. It's hard to really explain to somebody. I knew what he was talking about, and it's hard to visualize sometimes how to prune a rose bush by listening to it over the air. So go see how it's done, and it'll make a lot more sense to you.
Now, what's the most unique rose color? I mean, red, white, and I know they're supposed to have different meanings based on color. And with all the hybrids, I mean, what's the most unusual rose color?
Well, you know, some of the really intricately striped ones, I think, are pretty amazing. I don't know how they've hybridized those, you know, with whatever. But
and where's the stripe? Is it
well in the, you know, it's part of the petals are just literally striped, you know, so there's stripes in the petals. So when they open up, you see the stripes. Some of them actually are striped vertically. Some of them are horizontally different colors. You know, it's just, I don't know that there's a, you know, color is a very subjective thing. And, you know, I think some of the intricately striped things are just pretty amazing that somebody was able to tweak nature, so to speak, and come up with that.
And speaking of tweaking nature, you can tweak a rose bush to be a lot of different things, a ground cover, shrub, tree.
So there are different, we talked about classifications way back, but so there are just about anything you want to do with a plant, you can do with a rose bush. Hanging baskets, trees, in containers, in the ground covers, landscape shrubs. If you've driven through some of the older parts of Scottsdale and Phoenix, the Arcadia area, you'll see all these white iceberg roses that are now have become a landscape shrub. They're part of the feature of the landscape. They bloom 10, 11 months out of the year. They're amazing. So if you've got container, maybe you've got a patio home or a condominium, you can have roses in pots on your patio or deck. So they're very versatile. Ryan might want to add to that with his minis and stuff like that.
Yeah, most of mine are actually growing in the ground. Usually when I get a new rose, I'll put it in a pot, a cloth pot. It kind of helps them establish it. And I'm able to move them around my yard. I mean, I think that's a great part of if you're in a patio home or an apartment, you're able to move it to different places, maybe your front area or your back area. I take in the spring and fall, I have those pots where they get full sun all year long. In the summer, I'll kind of find a shaded area that I can place them. So it just that, and if you're just establishing your garden, that's another thing. I just did a house for somebody the other day, and we're going to get a bunch of roses, put them in pots, and they're going to decide how they like the colors the first year. And then the next year, we're going to put them in the ground so they can kind of get their idea on what they like as far as size and color. To your question or to your point on color, I have to touch on two roses. Ketchup and mustard is one of my favorites. It's red. The petals are red on the outside and yellow on the backside. So you look at it and it kind of opens. It's ketchup and mustard. The other one that I have that I really like, and to Jay's point, it came to mind right away, is 4th of July. 4th of July is a climber that's been around for years and years, and it's a red and white striped. Every single bloom is different. It's more of a single. So that means it has about 6 to 8 petals. So it's just as it opens, it's just there's not a whole bunch of petals to open like in a hybrid tea. And each bloom is different. You'll bring in a bouquet for your wife or a stem that's got 12 blooms on it or something. And each one is different. Red and white stripes or white with red stripes. It's a beautiful, beautiful rose.
So it's 4th of July because of its multiple colors, like a firecracker.
Exactly.
Not that it blooms late in July or something.
No. And you know, it's a climber. It's going to bloom all year long. It gets very big. Mine's probably 8, 10, 12 feet tall at the end of the season and by about 6 or 8 feet wide.
Now, at the beginning of the segment, Jay was talking about, you know, visiting the Rose Society, and you said something about every Saturday.
Yeah, so and describing pruning over the radio is very difficult. But you can go down to Macy's Valley or Mesa Community College, visit them on a Saturday morning, show up there at 9 o'clock with nothing. They're going to give you a pair of gloves. They'll have pruners there, and they're going to have all the roses you can go prune. This is a great opportunity to go make every mistake in the book. There's going to be consulting rosarians there. You can hack away at those roses, and somebody's going to be able to tell you, now do it this way and do it this way. Not corrective, but just to show you so that you can practice. Now then, when you go home, you have mastered the technique. You understand what needs to be done, and you're not going to mess up your own roses. So it gives you a great confidence of pruning and the experience just to be down at the garden and learn from some experts.
And then how do I find out more details on the auction? When is it? What's the website?
The auction's up right now. If you go to Mesa East Valley Rose Society, just Google it, and you're going to come up with the website for the Rose Society. Right there on the main page is the auction website. Right now, we have about 40 roses. We're going to be up to well over 100 as I get the list up from the local growers, and we're hoping to hit about 200 roses. And they'll be available to pick up February 19th, and the auction will end February 11th.
Ryan Gene Rosarian, thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us, along with Jay Harper. Gentlemen, y'all have a great Saturday morning.
Thank you.
Make it a rosy Saturday morning.
There you go.